Hello and welcome to Everyday Carry Christian. I'm Steve, your host, and we're finding some thriving skills for the soul. Today we're going to learn about how to find happy. Remember the founding fathers when they wrote in those early documents that we can have the pursuit of happiness. So there's life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Happiness is elusive. Happiness is something that many people are searching for, but they're looking for happiness in all the wrong places. But if I could tell you today from the Bible where you can find happiness. Well, it's right here in Proverbs chapter 3. And our everyday carry item is wisdom. God's wisdom results in some happiness in our life and in our soul. We'll begin reading in verse 13. Happy, there's that term. Another term is blessed or blessed. It's found throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. So think about wisdom as being knowledge applied. So I know a lot of stuff. I'm going to be wise and apply that, make application into my life. And that carries through with the idea of understanding as well. For the merchandise, the product of having wisdom and understanding of it is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain thereof than fine gold. Last time we learned about how to have more wealth, how to have more money, or really truly being content in the Lord and we'll have what we need. He says that this wisdom and understanding is more valuable than the most wealth and riches that you could dream of. So you wake up, you go to work, you work hard, you work many hours, maybe you work overtime. And as you grow up, and many teens and young adults are watching this, there's going to be that temptation just to work, 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 be a workaholic, and have that perspective or worldview that I am what I have. But the Bible tells us here that we're more than just what we have. We can be happy not by accumulating stuff and things, though we need those things like we've already reviewed in this chapter, but we can have true happiness that exceeds the mere fact that we have stuff and money and things. She, speaking of this wisdom, and wisdom is personified in the next few verses, she is more precious than rubies. In all things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. This wisdom is so valuable and desirable more than all the money of the wealthiest people on the earth. I think about Warren Buffett or Bill Gates. And I know people, and you know people, that have a lot of money, but they don't have happiness. And they're still searching for the happiness. Maybe I can buy it if I have a little bit more money. Well, it's not exactly right. Our everyday carry item here is wisdom. Wisdom's personified going on. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. Wait a minute, the goal's not money, but when you follow wisdom, you'll get some riches and honor, and you'll have a long life to enjoy those riches and honor. Only as we're truly living by Bible principles and this Bible wisdom that is described in this passage. She, this wisdom, is a tree of life. I skipped verse 17. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Sometimes the more we own, the more that stuff owns us, and we're trying to figure out our schedules, and how can I get more money, and how can I get this job over here, and it's just stress and high pressure. But if we live with wisdom, we'll have what we need, and God will provide more than enough in our lives. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy, there's that word again, is everyone that retaineth her. The word retaineth means to grasp or to support. And would God help us to grasp and support and hold on to his wisdom? The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. God was successful using his wisdom to create this earth, to sustain this earth, and to set in motion all the seasons and all the beauty that we see around us. And so while we're trying to get money and stuff and things, God says, get wisdom and I'll give you everything that you truly need. And that's when and where you find happiness. Thanks for watching today. God bless.